said more, then in Madhyam Adhikar, Shraddha will be thickened. Shastra Jukti Nahi Jane Dridha Shraddha Ja. What is the meaning? Understand you? What he told? Rup Kishore. What he told?
He said that Madhyam Adhikari is
He might not have sufficient knowledge of
Shastra.
He
might even be defeated, but still he will
have firm faith. Try to listen very strongly. One thing more, those who want to chant, remember, and to be a very high class of devotee, they must give up their bed before 4 in the night, in morning. If they are not doing, they never can achieve any success. They will be always weak. So I request all the devotees, if they cannot give up their bed at 3, or at least before 4 in Brahma mode, they should try to give up their bed. Washing their hands, washing and everything, and they should chant, remember Brahma Gayatri and all that. Otherwise, they cannot be. They cannot do anything. So you should try to follow. And what you are hearing, listening very patiently, to note down in your heart that I will have to follow. So try to know all these things. So what is this symptom of Madhyam Adhikari? Oh, he is knowing some Siddhant. What is Krishna Tattva? What is Maya Tattva? Bhakti Tattva? Maya, all another. But not his expert. Knowing something. But not so much expert. Anyone can defeat him. Any Mayabadi or any others, they can defeat him. But his faith is so strong, he will not accept their logics and anything. He will go and ask his Gurudev that he defeated me. Then Gurudev will give him so much inspiration that he will go and again he can defeat him. But he will not accept their logics and anything. So if this is Madhyam Adhikari. And who is expert in all established Siddhant, truth. And also his faith is what? So high. So even a person will go there, he can defeat him, that person, in logic also, Shastra Jnana also. He can inspire. And his Shraddha is so high, always chanting name. So this is first class Vaishnava. He is telling to Satyaraj of Kulingara Vaishnava, you should try to do what? Krishna Sevan. Krishna Sevan, not Archan only. Remembering this sloka, Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtanad, and Rupa Raghunath Das Goswami, Mane Nija Siddha Deh Kari Abhaman, Ratri Dine Kare Krishna Rasheman, Braja Radha Krishna Rasheman. If anyone is doing archan, hours and hours, and a man is here, and he is sitting and chanting name, and by his mind part he is following Raghunath Das Goswami, that Mahaprabhu instructed him. Mane nija siddhate, in mind is a source of Krishna, like Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami. It is so superior, most superior. But I know that you are not qualified, so your aim and objects be like this, and begin from beginning. The slokas of instructions of Raghunath Das Goswami and instructions of and also of Das Goswami, both. This is the essence of all instruction, and gradually what we have told, make a decision that what should be our goal of life, goal of our sadhana, and how can we very easily and very soon we can achieve that goal. Oh, for this we have called this classes, assembly. So I think that you should try to follow all these things in future, and also help devotees, others who are new for it. I think we should stop here, finish our class, and we will have to go here and there. Some will go to England, some will go to Holland, some. And so I want to finish our class here. Try to observe all these things in your life. If you have any questions, or directly you can write to me by email or by letters, but about bhakti, not about your wife and husband quarreling and problem. You should try to settle it yourself, or you should file court case, and anyhow you should decide. Thank you to come. Gaur Premanande. Any kirtan? You should be 1.8 Krishna Bhakti, like Braja. So you should. Also now I thought you are very fortunate. Very, very fortunate. That you are in the line of hearing. That you are all. Oh, you have come from San Francisco? Where? America?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Los Angeles to you?
Yes.
Alone or with your children?
Which one?
Oh.
Sananda.
Thank you. Oh. You are so fortunate to come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very, very fortunate. I think that my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnupad, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he gave seed of bhakti everywhere. Everywhere. I know that you are all his vaibhava.
Opulent.
Anyhow, you have come in this line only to by his mercy, by reading his book, by hearing, by anything. And he told me and gave me some water, transcendental water. Oh, my disciples are now drawing. They are becoming more weak and weaker. So please, I request you, to give water, so that they again be so much a strong devotee. I have only come to help you. No any motive. So I'm thinking that like last year we'll be here classes from Italy and from so many places, Germany they have come. Because this year I cannot go. But it may be that in coming next year I will go to Germany, France and Italy also, and it may be other countries also. I want to give water to all, but now I am old, I cannot give, go everywhere, some near here, some near there. In this way I will try. So my hearty blessings to you, those who are assembled here. Also, I pray for my friend Hayeshwar Prabhu. I remember him so much. He was here like a very big and a strong pillar. But unluckily, oh, we are feeling his
separation.
I pray to Krishna for Prabhu is there, or he should be happy. Oh, he was pure Vaishnava, very pure and strong Vaishnava. His philosophy was so much. He was a very great literarian. He has wrote so many books. So we all paying respect to him, lot of flowers in his feet also. And from tomorrow we will attend classes and we will try to give you so much. With me here Sripad Madhava Maharaj, Van Maharaj, Aranya Maharaj, Shyamarani, oh, Vrindavan Vilasini and Jayantakrit Prabhu, Ram Shraddha Prabhu, Pundarish Prabhu,
Govinda Bhakta Prabhu,
oh, Govinda Bhakta, and so many will come. I think that Prabhu from Hawaii,
Drishtadumna
Prabhu will come, very qualified. He was sannyasi. And also Nirgun Prabhu, so many will come here.
Amokha Leela,
he will come. Very good. It may be that tomorrow or day after tomorrow they may come all. So you are so much fortunate being here. All are coming from here and there. Sitting here, you are so fortunate they are coming. They are coming to give that lotus feet dust here to you very easily without any expense. Gaur Prema Nandini. Tomorrow. First of all, my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Aung Vishnu Parasi Sumad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Aung Vishnu Parasi Sumad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. You know that by only the mercy of the two gurus, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. In this is an old age, even I'm going throughout whole world. And now so many devotees are coming. And also worried that I could not go to France, Germany,
Spain,
Italy,
Croatia
and all other countries in this tour, present tour. But for my next tour, I must go there. So a program will be set up that sometimes some year here, sometimes there, we will cover all. And we want to give the water that Swamiji has given me to waterize that day devotees who are now weakened and they want water like creepers, trees, sprouts, so that they may be more stronger. And at the time of Swamiji, all they are trying so much, they are level based. At that time, or even teenage girls like Vrindavan Vilasini, like Shyam Rani, oh, very teenage, very beautiful. So many. And they were working hard in airports, in seaports, in here, there, in hotels, everywhere. No care of their young age, nothing. Also, the boys, I think that so many are here. Very young, now they are becoming old, like he, what name Prabhu? Ramabhadra Prabhu, and so on. And all, at that time they are very young, very energetic, young. Even like 16 years, 17 years they were. And they were working hard. So in so many, couple of years, his mission was spread everywhere. Anyone coming to me here also, only this is the fruit of Swamiji preaching. His books, his everything. So, we beg his mercy. Now he will be very happy that again, same enthusiasm and inspiration is coming. Wherever I go, crowd like this, more than this, comes to here. They want to revive. Same thing. We want to help them as much as we can do. Now we have so many preachers. They can go everywhere. Where I cannot go. Sometimes I may go. And sometimes they will go and preach. I want more and more are coming. I'm very happy that two things Swamiji told, that my right hand and left hand in his preaching. What? Book distribution, publishing and distribution, and Nagar Sankirtan. Again we are going to do. So many books, lakhs and lakhs, about more than 40 lakhs, 50 lakhs rupees. We have published books and even they want more, we are going to print them. Magazines also so much. Nagar Sankirtan again. I think that if any place nearby, oh, you should try to do time to time Nagar Sankirtan also. If nearby any town, you can go. Young, energetic boys and girls, they should go and preach. So you should not think you very weak, never weak. Now, today is Hera Panchami, very special day for Jagannath festival. It is more than Jagannath going to Sundarachal. For whom? Those who are elevated and high class of devotees, knowing all these things, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, descended to this world. Why he came, you know? If you are not reading and hearing 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you cannot know. Never. You will be cheated. So, you should try to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Vaishnavas, elevated Vaishnavas. Don't think that some devotees are coming and telling that, oh, we should not read 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. They can tell it in two ways. First, if they are quite ignorant. And some good devotees, they know everything. And they tell it, why? Well, you should begin from one country, two, three, four, five, and thus you can go there. And thirdly, to cheat them. What to cheat them? Oh, what is in my hand? Can you tell what is in my hand? A curiosity comes to know. So if anyone tell that don't read Srimad Bhagavat 10th canto, then this curiosity will come automatically. What is there? I should know. So to increase their curiosity to read Srimad Bhagavat and to hear, oh, they do like this. They know all these things. Then that is why they do. Once in my village there was a devotee. He used to go to Ganges bath daily. And if anyone telling him, oh, Ram Ram, then he becomes very serious and taking his stick and he wanted to beat him, anyone. Why he used to do? And all the boys of all the villages in the way, oh, Ram Ram, and he used to do like this and run after them. Why he used to do? Oh, they will tell Ram Ram. And that is why he was like a fun. So if anyone telling that you should not read Bhagavatam, so that should be a curiosity to know what is inside. There must be some jewel.
Just like somebody person is telling, don't go to Sri Narayana, don't listen to him. So they are making curiosity to come to you.
So in this way, no harm. But without reading and hearing, especially without hearing 10th canto, you cannot decide your aim and your objectives, your life and devotion. Never. A greed may come by hearing 10th canto. Oh, Mother Yashoda, loving Krishna. Oh, how? He bent a divine Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, with his love and affection. Sometimes, oh, cowherd boys with Krishna playing. Oh, Krishna was life and soul of all the cowherds. Without playing with Krishna, oh, they cannot live. They will die. For a moment, if was Krishna hiding himself behind a tree, oh, where Krishna, where Krishna, where Krishna? So a greed may come by hearing this for friendship. And if you will hear most elevated thing in Srimad Bhagavatam, the service of gopis to Krishna, especially Gopi Geet, Venu Geet, Bhramar Geet, and all other things, oh, you can know. Oh, this is the aim and object of a very high, pure devotee. A greed may come. Without reading and knowing Srimad Bhagavatam, nothing is there. So 1 to 9 canto, what? Only to make a platform for this. To remove your all wanted, all unwanted things, your offenses, your worldly requirements and attachment. And then you should come in 10th bhavan. You should read. And then you should decide how to attain these things. How to? And then you should go to 11th canto. This is process. But even more easy process where? In the essence of Srimad Bhagavati, Chaitanya Charitamrita. You will have to go Chaitanya Charitamrita or the books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami and others. Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Srinivas and all, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And I think that all the essence are Chaitanya Charitamrita in very easy language and in easy words. It has been told. So we must know all these things. If you want to be very pure, high class of devotee, you must know. Otherwise, only book distribution will not do. Nagar Sankirtan will not do. Oh, why Nagar Sankirtan? Mahaprabhu brought to this world. You will have to know. To give Gopi Prem only. And why book distribution? What nectar is there in these books? You should read first. Have faith and realize something. And then your life will be successful. Not only distributing. Never. So you should know all these things. So Swamiji has written all these things in his books. Oh, only book distribution will not do. Oh, go through very deep and realize the nature of what is behind this. He has written so many things. And he produced, he compiled first book, Krishna book, 10th canto. You know. And what is there? Everything is there completely. And he has instructed there that, oh, you should know all these things. The behavior, the service, pure service of gopis to Krishna. You should know all these things. Otherwise, you will be always lusty. Always lusty. To avoid lust, we should read 10th canto. He has vividly, he has cleared it in his books. We read it all in words and here and there. So you should have a strong faith in this. He has written so many things about this. He has also later given a letter to his disciple. He was very lusty and he asked, I'm very lusty, what to do? And then he told you should read 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. And Ras Leela especially. Then this lust will come and this real lust of transcendental lust will come to Krishna. And that is not called lust, that is called praying. Without reading, without hearing, how you can realize all these things? So you should realize all these things. Now we are coming on our subject. Today, Hera Panchami. Oh, can you explain in brief? You. In brief, without seeing book? Oh, that's right. Am with Subhadra and Baladev. So what is secret? Nothing is secret. So it is okay. But why she become furious?
Because he said he would return after a few days and then he was gone for such a time performing his pastimes in Vrindavan. So now she became very angry and seeing
his Why became angry? What?
Because Jagannath had become indifferent to her and was meeting with others. So she felt neglected and she became angry over this.
Because, for a moment, You should know Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, and Kurukshetra. There are three places. First, you should know what is Jagannath Puri. There, Jagannath Puri, he is son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Never float in his hands. No peep of feather. And he cannot address Nanda Baba, father, and Yashoda Maiya, mother. He will forget here. He will have to forget gopis. Only he can think anything in his heart, but by then he will not tell any of his queens, Satyabhama, Rukmini, and others, that I love gopis more than you. Can he? Can he tell? Never. If he is telling like this, what will happen?